This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so we've talked a lot on the show about businesses and the struggle during the pandemic in terms of how there's still many of them locked down. What about the impact on venues? You know, banquet halls, places like that that hold weddings and events, and what's it like for them? Joining me right now, Dominic Savino is a managing partner at Drexelbrook in Drexel Hill, PA. I've been to Drexelbrook before many times. Beautiful place. Hey, Dominic, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me. We appreciate you having us on and having the opportunity to tell our story.
Yeah, I know that you and Joe Volpe, owner of Chess Cafe, and a number of other people are working together to try to have an organization here to advocate for venues. First, tell us the situation and the problem, because I don't think people realize, what a struggle it is for you guys.
Well, we seem to be the forgotten industry where private events are grouped in with restaurants. And while we're both in the food service industry, private events operate a lot differently than restaurants. We have been, since November 23rd, and even prior to that, been given 10% of our occupancy. So my grand ballroom seats 1,200 people. So at 10%, I can have 120 people in a room that's 15,000 plus square feet. And trying to operate your business at a 10% level just doesn't make any sense. And it's really, it's caused a lot of us to almost lose 90 to 100% of our sales. Like you said, Joe Volpe from Chess Cafe, he hasn't really done any events in his 7 beautiful venues. As you know, Philadelphia has been locked down for a long time, and our plight has been trying to tell our story. And this is what this is an attempt to do, to tell the story that we've been following the protocols. We've been doing all the mandates. To her credit, Dr. Levine did put in a lot of protocols to keep people safe. We followed the protocols, and maybe I'm just a lucky guy, Rich, but since this started, we have not had one incident of COVID at our building or any event that we catered offsite. Not one of our staff members has gotten it. Not one of our guests has gotten it. So either we're really lucky or the protocols really work.
Yeah, and the protocols that you have to follow with your guests to keep them safe in an indoor function like this include what, Dominic?
So some of the first things are we need a contact tracing list from the host. So that gives us every person's name, phone number, and place of origin. When they arrive on site, we shoot their temperature, check them in, take their quick temperature. We have a poster board that's up that says what you can expect from my staff, which is we are going to be masked, gloved, have plenty of hand sanitizing stations, wash our hands, our temperature is taken. Going even a little bit forward, you know, if we're going to dance, you're going to have to wear a mask. You're going to have to wear a mask while you're moving around. If you're seated, you can remove the mask. We can't have any more than 10 per table, and we spread everyone out by a minimum of 6 feet. And by using those protocols, we have been able to successfully execute events. And our biggest thing is we need a plan going forward. In the past couple days, Chicago, Connecticut, New York have all introduced plans, because our business is done not today. It's 3 months from now. It's 3 years from now. If you tell a restaurant, hey, guys, listen, you can go to 100% 2 days from now, guess what? That restaurant will be ready to go at 100% and they'll be occupied. If you tell the event venues you can go to 50% a week from now, we won't do an event for 2 more months, because all of our clientele works. Think about all the brides and grooms that we're dealing with who want to get married, let's say, this March or April. We're getting calls one after the next. Are we going to be able to host our wedding? Are we going to be able to host our wedding? we can't give them the answer because we're not getting any answers or guidance from the Commonwealth.
But here's what I don't understand. If you're following all these protocols, why does the number of people inside make a difference? You check everybody's temperature, the masks, all the protocols. What is the scientific basis that they're using to say you have to limit capacity, especially when other places around the country have much higher capacity than that, 25% capacity, even 50% capacity? Why are they still using such a low number, given everything that you guys are doing to keep everybody safe?
Well, that's the biggest mystery at all, and we can't seem to get an answer to that. And when you look at the state's early warning dashboard, it has all 67 counties broken down. And in the past, it would be red, yellow, green. And when the counties were red or yellow or green, it reflected that. If you look at the map today, every county is green. So how green is green do we have to be before we can get some kind of occupancy? Why can't we be at 50% like restaurants? We're doing it the right way. We just can't seem to get an answer to that. So we're trying to build an awareness campaign that says professionally managed venues, those who have licenses, those who have certification. I mean, we have every certification in the world. We're one of the most highly regulated industries out there. A lot of people don't know that. They don't know how many certifications we have just to operate our business. And, you know, specifically, you talk about the Board of Health. You got to pass every time. You got to take tests. You got to up your certification. So there's a lot of things that we want to do to create this awareness. And, you know, if you're not going to let us open, then you have to fund us. And if you ask any of our catering people, you know, we formed the Private Event Professionals of Pennsylvania. We would rather be working than getting grant money. I know I'm speaking for myself. I would much rather be hosting weddings and doing events safely for my staff and for the guests than sitting on the sidelines getting grant money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys want to work. And it's not just you, Dominic. The trickle-down effect here, photographers, florists, caterers, I mean, all throughout the venue industry, these people are hurting too. I think you told me, or I read about 85% loss of revenue that also affects these people directly. These are real human beings who have to eat and feed their children.
Well, I'll go you just for the state of Pennsylvania. So when weddings and events are not happening, agriculture is our number one industry here. So I'm not buying any food from Pennsylvania farmers, from the Pennsylvania dairy people. I'll even throw in the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, because as you know, we're controlled by the state. Right. We haven't made a major alcohol purchase. I can't remember the last time. And then you have every Pennsylvania winery, brewery, distillery, and then we get into all the people who support us, the event planners. If there's no events, they can't plan. DJs, photographers, bands, transportation, the cake people, no wedding cakes to be made. It is a huge, huge economy killer and job killer, too. And all these people have been following the protocols, but we just can't seem to get a voice. So you helping us. And next week we'll be launching a website called Let PA Marry Us, where if you want to get married and you're not the venue, you're a supplier, you're a couple, you're a family, you're going to be able to go to our website and send an email to your elected official saying, hey, is there any way you can help us with getting wedding venues open again? And we hope that that'll be a nice campaign to create more awareness across the state, because our association is not only Philadelphia area based, but we're all across the state now.
Okay. And again, the name of that site, Dominic, one more time.
LetPAMarryUs.com. It'll launch sometime later this week.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, listen, I appreciate the effort you guys are taking. You know, I think everybody understands you're reasonable. It's a damn shame that you're going through this, but I'm glad you spoke out. I appreciate coming on the show. Dominic Savino, managing partner at Drexel Brook in Drexel Hill, PA. Give my best to everybody else on your team here, the Private Event Professionals of Pennsylvania. Hopefully you'll get some well-deserved and well-needed relief. Thank you, Dominic.
Thanks, Rich, and we hope to see you soon out at Drexel Brook.
Me too, my friend. Me too. Let's make it happen. All right. Take care.
Take care. You got it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.